Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Jonathan Ziert. He's the president and CEO of Greater Mankato Growth, which is the Chamber of Commerce, if you will, but it's more than that for the Greater Mankato area. And I welcome you to the program today.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be with you.
Jonathan, you know, this has been kind of an interesting year with the state legislature. There was an impasse, a lot of wrangling going on. The governor vetoed a number of bills. There had to be a special session. But finally, they got things all figured out before there were some dire consequences with partial government shutdowns and all the rest of that. So we're happy about that. Right. But one of the things that I think rural Minnesota has been disappointed with, and I think you might share this with our audience, is that there really wasn't anything done with transportation.
Yeah, that's right. You know, transportation has been a loud hue and cry from greater Minnesota for a long time. And there are ample examples around the state of transportation systems that are in critical need. And certainly at the very forefront of that, from our perspective, we believe Highway 14 has been well documented as to its needs in terms of safety issues, but also the role it plays in the economy. We've been staunch advocates in this part of the state about funding solutions that are sustainable and predictable over the long haul. They're going to be able to complete those projects and also fund others. And, you know, part of this transportation question is about thinking about transit issues that exist in greater Minnesota and rural Minnesota. You know, places like the Twin Cities metropolitan area get a lot of conversation, a lot of attention around how to, you know, move more cars through that area and how to deal with mass transit. I think we have to be asking ourselves, what does that look like in rural Minnesota? What does that look like in places where we have regional centers that are surrounded by rural communities that all interact from a regional, large-scale standpoint? What does that transit look like? Today, people move in and out of those regional centers or those large employment centers by single cars or maybe carpooling. Is there a better solution? Is there a longer-term solution 10, 20 years from now? And so we have to be talking about transportation, taking care of what we've got, continuing to build out what we've already made promises to, like a Highway 14, but also thinking long-term about transit issues that are going to help deal with the talent issues and the labor shortages and a shrinking labor market that we're all experiencing going forward over the next 10 to 20 years.
And there are really critical economic centers scattered throughout rural Minnesota that could actually help all the rural communities that are outside of them, right?
Absolutely. With the exception of Minneapolis-St. Paul, every other regional center in this state, whether it's a bona fide federal regional center like Duluth, St. Cloud, Rochester, and Mankato, or whether it's even what I would call a sub-regional center, like in our area, the Owatonnas, the Faribault, the Austin, and Albert Lees, they are all surrounded by vibrant and vital rural communities that interact with those major centers, both for commerce, for their needs, and for employment. And so everybody can benefit from those approaches.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thanks, Jonathan, for joining us today on Rural Minnesota Radio.
You're welcome.
Jonathan Ziert, the president and CEO of Greater Mankato Growth. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.